Nightline Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, Black Belt Patriotism. Martial arts expert, actor, and political activist Chuck Norris is with us to discuss his new book, which offers solutions to our growing national debt, our moral slide in this country, as well as protecting our nation from terrorist attacks. Also in this edition, our good name, Jack London, the chairman of CACI, is with us to explain how his company got dragged through the mud by the media during the Abu Ghraib prison scandal and how they fought back to reclaim their reputation. And in this edition of Dateline Washington, the Air Force tanker debacle, retired Air Force General Tom McInerney is with us to explain the importance of getting the project done and the bureaucratic red tape holding it up. All that plus the news. We begin with Black Belt Patriotism, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is Chuck Norris, martial arts master, longtime Hollywood actor, and most recently the author of Black Belt Patriotism, How to Reawaken America. And Chuck, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be on your show. But, you know, really the most important thing I want people, the listeners, to understand is that I'm a concerned citizen, father and grandfather. I have 7 children and 11 grandchildren, and I'm extremely worried, as most people in America are, about the direction that our country's heading, and we need to do something desperately. You know, it's funny, Ronald Reagan said that the government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. In other words, the best minds are not in government. If any were, business would steal them away. So I kind of believe that. I don't think we have any real leaders in the business world running our government, running our country.
And Chuck, in this book, you talk about several different concerns you have for this country, the moral climate, as well as immigration, as well as the humongous debt that we're facing. And obviously, that's more real than ever right now, national security. Mm-hmm. Is there one particular issue that pushed you over the edge and said, I have to get this message out to the people, and I'm going to write a book about this?
Well, the thing is the economy. The economy is what has me extremely worried, because I'm really concerned about the people who are living from paycheck to paycheck and trying to make ends meet, and our government doesn't have a clue as to what is going on, you know, with these people here. You know, I'm so against, the politicians are so disconnected from the will of the people, and we have such a bloated federal bureaucracy, you know, with the golly, who even knows what our national debt is now? They say $11 trillion, but I've researched the Institute for Truth and Accounting, and they estimated it at $56 trillion. So who really knows? And what I really, in the book, I really state how we need a balanced budget amendment so they cannot go with this reckless spending that they're doing right now. And this is, you know, and the thing is they're bailing us right into bankruptcy here. What I'm worried about is that $700 billion now, which is $850 billion, because to get these congressmen over to vote for the bailout, you know, they gave us $6 million in tax breaks for wooden arrow manufacturers in Oregon, you know, for some congressmen. Then $128 million to some congressmen for the manufacturers of car racing tracks. You know, just things like that are going on to sway these congressmen. So what's happening is they're bribing these people, you know, which is they should be going to jail rather than being able to stay in there. And you know, this book just says we've got to hold our politicians accountable for the incompetence and the corruption that's going on in our government.
We're talking with Chuck. We're talking with Chuck Norris. The book is Black Belt Patriotism. And Chuck, you take an approach in this book that a lot of people don't take, even scholars, much less those in the entertainment community such as yourself that make their thoughts known in print. And that's that on each of these issues, whether it's the economy, national security, Judeo-Christian values, or what have you, you make your arguments based on the thoughts and writings of the founders of this country and what they meant 200 and some years ago. Explain how you got started on that track and what this country would look like today if there thoughts and ideas were still being pursued.
Well, you know, the whole thing is after I finished 8.5 years of Walker, Texas Ranger, where I didn't have to read scripts every day, then I started really getting into history, which I love, and really reading about the founding fathers. And so when I decided to write this book, you know, their insight was so right on for our country, and we've drifted off the vision that they had. You know, like Thomas Jefferson wrote in 1816, to preserve our independence, we must not let our rulers, our politicians load us up with perpetual debt. You know, I mean, what a prophecy that is, you know. And, you know, and Patrick Henry, you know, he said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives. And I really believe that the government are trying to make us wards of the state. You know, they want to dictate how our lives should be run, and we've got to stop that. We, as, you know, we the people in America have got to stop that from happening to us.
Chuck, you point out in the book that you became a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian as a teenager, and then through your time in the martial arts community, and especially in Hollywood, you kind of drifted away from that,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
came back to your faith, I guess, a little less than 20 years ago, especially your wife playing a huge role in that. Talk about how your faith changed and how that influences the way you believe we should approach some of these issues.
Well, you know, I grew up with my faith. My mom's a strong Christian lady, and, you know, so I grew up, and then when I got into the entertainment field, you know, I got sucked right into the cesspool of the world of entertainment, and so I put my faith on the back burner to live the life of the rich and famous. And you know, and amazingly about that, Greg, is that you know, you thought, well, this will really make you happy. You're rich, you're famous, and you have all the perks that go with that. But really, what happened to me is I became a very angry, unhappy person, and I never could figure out why. You know, I have all the perks that go with the Hollywood, but yet I was always angry and unhappy, and I thought, well, if I make a more successful movie, I'll be happier. If I make more money, I'll be happier. But what happened is that the hole in my heart just got bigger and bigger. And then finally, you know, I met my wife, and you know, in fact, I lost a marriage through all that because of what I was doing. And then finally I met my second wife, and she is a strong Christian woman, and she brought me back to my faith. And finally I realized, because the scars in my heart finally healed, and I finally said, you know, being rich and famous is not what it's about being happy and having joy in your life. You know, it's about having the faith and having people to enjoy your life with. And when I got back to that, then I got on the right trail again, and I'll never leave that trail again.
And you point out in the book that this country, in your opinion, has lost its moorings in terms of a moral foundation, the Judeo-Christian principles that our founders certainly espoused. There's a lot of debate about what the founders truly believed. Obviously, there's a movement out there saying that they were deist and weren't necessarily practicing Christians.
I think Benjamin Franklin might have been deist. But the thing is, even being a deist, you still believe in a creator, you know. And so the thing is, if you read some of in my book, I quote many of the articles that Benjamin Franklin wrote, and they all talk about a creator and the faith of that. And so they can't say that they were not, they didn't have any faith at all. They just they weren't quite as strong in their faith as the Christians, the strong Christians were. But the thing is that being a deist does not mean you don't believe in a creator.
And so their idea of what should be happening today in terms of our moral climate is a bit different, in your opinion, than what we're actually seeing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you read, in the book, you'll read many of their statements in the book, and you can see that all the people, all of our founding fathers, all believed in a creator. And you'll see a lot of the statements that they made during that period of time in this book here. I did a tremendous amount of research, and the more I researched, Greg, the more the hair stood up on the back of my neck, you know, and especially with our debt, you know. And do you know how many pages there are in the IRS tax code? 66,498 pages. Now, who in the world knows what's in all those pages? Charlie Rangel doesn't know. He's in a lot of trouble, and he writes the tax code. And so I thought, you know, this is crazy, you know? I mean, in fact, I found out in 2005, over 6,000 taxpayers making over $250,000 a year paid absolutely no taxes. So our tax system, Greg, is broken. You know, and the thing is, you know, when Barack Obama says he's only going to tax the upper 5%, think about this. Now, the upper 5%, let's say the upper 5% are the ones that run the corporations. Now, when they get taxed, what are they going to do? They're going to lay off their employees to compensate for the increase in the taxes. So who is the one that's suffering? The middle class is suffering because now they're without a job. And then the other rich people who may not have employees, they're going to hide their money in offshore accounts. Right now, we have $13 trillion in offshore, hidden in offshore accounts. Now, if we had a fair tax concept here in our country, all that $13 trillion could come back into our country and give our economy a huge boost. And the 3 million manufacturing jobs being outsourced to other countries, they could all come back into our country to give us a huge boost. Greg, we're being taxed to death in our country. Income taxes, employment, capital gains, estate, corporate, property, Social Security, we are literally being taxed to death. And I don't care whether you're a liberal or a conservative, we got to think as Americans now. Because the liberals are suffering as well as the conservatives are suffering with the situation we're in. So we got to start thinking as Americans and unify and resolve the problems we have in our country.
Just 60 seconds left with Chuck Norris. Again, the book is Black Belt Patriotism. And Chuck, you talk obviously at length in the book, as you have passionately here today, about the debt problem in this country. And you say, considering the debt we have right now, it's going to get a lot worse if Americans don't start taking care of themselves in terms of diet as well as exercise, obviously something you've been very passionate about for many years. Give our listeners a real quick rundown on that.
Well, the whole thing is, I talk about the declining health and obesity we're facing in America. One third of our adults are overweight, and another third are obese, and a third of our kids are overweight. And that's a serious problem we have in our country. And you got to take it seriously. You just got to start changing your habits, and especially now, even with the situation we're in our country, a lot of people start eating out of depression. And so the thing is, they've got, even with what's going on in our country today, and we've got to figure out a way to straighten this all out. But don't let food become your obsession.
Chuck, it's a fascinating book and extremely well researched. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Chuck Norris, the book is Black Belt Patriotism, How to Reawaken America. This is Dateline Washington.